Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Overcome Fear of Failure from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about the fear of failure. Many people avoid ever really going for what they want in life because they're terrified of failing. Some people dream of writing a novel or starting their own business or of asking someone special out on a date, but they spend weeks, months and even years putting off doing it because they're scared that it won't work out. After all, it feels so much easier to just stick with what's familiar and safe rather than to do something really bold and daring. Perhaps there are specific things you really want and need to do related to your work, your personal life or a particular hobby, and you know that you've been holding yourself back from doing them because you felt paralysed by a sense of fear or dread, because a part of your mind can't bear the idea that you might fail at those things. You probably already know at a rational level that you've been blowing the idea of failure out of proportion, and that even if you didn't succeed at something, you'd cope, you'd manage, and you'd move on. But fears are never completely rational and logical, because they come from the emotional part of your brain, and the emotional brain works in a very different way to the rational mind. At an emotional level, you might associate failure with losing the respect of your friends, your family and your peers, even though you may know quite well that it's a mistake to attach too much importance to what you imagine other people think of you. After all, most people are far too wrapped up in their own lives to care if you don't happen to succeed at something. Or you might worry that failure means that you're no good at something and so you never really try, in case you prove your worst fears are true. But people only get good at something by consistently practicing over and over for years and years. Every great musician, every successful entrepreneur, every professional athlete, anyone who ever succeeded at anything, had to be willing to make mistakes and to repeatedly fail when they were first starting out. Some people think they need to do everything perfectly, which makes them tense and freeze up when they need to do something like write a paper or give a presentation, because they're terrified of making a mistake or doing it badly. At times like this, it can be very helpful to relax those overly perfectionist standards, to let yourself be human and to not have to get it all right. What you'll tend to find when you do this is that it allows you to be much more calm, focused and creative in whatever you do, and you'll tend to produce much better results as a consequence. The hypnotic part of this session is going to guide you into a state of incredibly deep relaxation, and is going to guide your unconscious mind to become much, much calmer and more objective about the situations where you once had that old fear of failure. That doesn't mean that you'll always feel 100% confident about everything you do, because it's perfectly normal and natural to still get a few butterflies in your stomach and a slightly raised heart rate before doing something bold or daring. But when you know how to calmly trust yourself in times like that, and to choose to take action in a focused, determined way, that's when you start to achieve amazing things in your life. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just begin to focus on your breathing and allow each breath to become a little bit deeper, a little bit smoother, making sure you exhale smoothly and completely, so that you empty the lungs before allowing the breath to fill those lungs once again. And really pay attention to the path of the breath. As it flows through the nasal passages, through the throat and the windpipe, as each in-breath nourishes the cells of that body, giving you oxygen, strengthening you, revitalizing you. And with each out breath, you can just let go a little bit more of any and all tension, breathing out what you need to let go of, as those shoulders loosen and drop a little bit more with each and every breath. And you can start to get the sense that those arms and those hands are becoming just a little bit heavier. As if those arms and those hands were made of stone. And you can really have fun imagining the reality of this. A statue-like heaviness. An immovable weightiness in the arms. And one arm might begin to feel particularly heavy to begin with. And then over the course of the next minute or so, that heaviness may become even heavier in the other arm. A statue-like heaviness in those arms. Just giving yourself a little space to imagine that. And notice how the more you imagine it, the more it becomes a stronger and stronger sensation. So that even if you tried to lift the arms, some part of your mind recognizes that this is an impossible task. Like trying to lift the arms of a heavy stone statue. And you can really relax with this heaviness and treat this as a very interesting experiment in using your imagination in a very powerful way. As this heaviness spreads down through the legs, into the feet, as the legs and the feet become comfortably heavy and still now. And as that sensation spreads through the whole body, the face becoming still, more relaxed, the mind slowing down, the thoughts calmly heavy, so that the sound of your inner voice becomes slower and slower, quieter and quieter. That's it. And there have been times in your past when you really wanted to do something. When you wanted to go for it, but a part of you was worried about failing. Perhaps there was tension in the body, maybe a knot in the stomach, and maybe there were worried thoughts in that mind. And right now, you can just notice a time coming to mind of when you felt that old fear of failure in the past. In a way that wasn't helpful, in a way that was out of proportion to the situation. And as you get a sense of how that felt, to be so worried about it all going wrong, just see what you saw in that time. Hear what you heard. As if you were there again, wanting to do something, but feeling held back by that old fear of failure. Now, start to float right outside of yourself in that situation. Just drift out of yourself. And see the whole situation from the outside, now. Floating quite some distance away. And just watch that past you, there in that situation. See those old worry thoughts from a calmer, more detached perspective. That's it. As the whole memory begins to become calmer. All that old heightened emotion draining out of it, releasing those old worry thoughts over there, becoming slower and calmer. And now, that whole memory can begin to look like a little black and white movie from the 1920s. Imagine you're watching it on a very small TV screen, way over there now. See yourself as a character flickering along in an old black and white movie. So old that the film has decayed with time, so that many scenes are blurry or marred by spots and holes. And you can find that the more you try to think about that old pattern, that old way that you used to think, in that old situation, the more calm and objective you feel. That's it. So that the more you try to inappropriately worry about failure, the more you feel a calm clarity and objectivity, as you begin to develop a new, much more helpful attitude to life now. And I don't know if you know any comedians, but every successful stand-up comedian had to learn their craft by going on stage and giving shows that were anything but successful. That awful feeling when you tell your carefully rehearsed joke and the silence is deafening, because not a single soul is laughing at your wonderful wit and delivery. And every comedian that story's about dying on stage like this, when the show into which they've put so much effort falls completely flat. But week by week, month by month, they start to get better. Their delivery gets smoother. They develop new material. They learn how to adapt their style to different audiences. And bit by bit, they become a professional. And you are stronger and more resilient than you think. And a deep fierceness shines from your eyes sometimes, in those moments in life when you become absolutely determined and resolute about something. And a very deep part of you knows exactly what I mean by that. And every world-famous musician, from Jimi Hendrix to classical composers like Mozart, began life unable to play a note. If you handed them a violin or a guitar, or sat them down in front of a piano, when they were first learning, the noise would have been ear-piercing. In those early days, they played falteringly, in fits and starts, and they failed over and over to play the piece they were learning fluently. And it was only through consistent practice that they at last began to succeed. And when researchers looked at what separates the best musicians, the best chess players, the best computer programmers, the best athletes, from people who are only average in their field, they found time and again that the key difference between them wasn't their genes, nor was it their natural talent. It was primarily how many thousands and thousands of hours they had practiced in their careers. Because a toddler, just learning to walk, might lose her balance time and again, toppling over, crawling for a bit, and then picking herself back up again, as she develops the muscle memory for how to stay upright. She might fail a thousand times, except that all the while she's really succeeding to day by day become better, more confident, more skilled. And at that age, you are utterly unself-conscious. You instinctively knew that it's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to let life be a wonderful experiment where you're always finding out what's possible. You're always finding out how much more you're capable of. You're always stretching yourself to try new things, to do new things. Now, as I've been talking to you, your unconscious mind has been working on your behalf, changing things at an instinctive level within you now, in a very positive way, and you can begin to notice a future you standing there before you. See that future you now with a calm, steely look in their eyes. A future you who consistently takes action. A future you who is willing to live life as a magnificent experiment. And you can begin to watch this future you calmly, confidently, doing something you very much want to be doing. Perhaps to do with your work, your personal life, or a particular passion or hobby. Something that might once have scared you, but now, it doesn't matter whether it gives you butterflies in the stomach or not. Because there's a fierce, resolute strength and courage within you to get into action, to do it anyway, over and over, getting better and better the more you practice. And you can merge right into this future you and notice how it feels different, like this. Feeling incredibly calm, determined, and focused now. And in life, things don't always go perfectly. But our worst fears don't usually happen either. Things tend to work out somewhere in the middle. A mixture of successes, with a few hitches and imperfections and obstacles to overcome. And you can really relax with not knowing exactly how it will all work out, because the more you focus on this realistic, optimistic sense of the future, brightening up the path ahead of you, opening up more of a sense of growing possibilities for you, the more you can feel a calm, confident curiosity and openness inside to find out what's possible for you when you really go for it and give your all time and again, getting better and better, week by week, month by month, and discovering more and more strengths within yourself that you never knew you had. And just taking a moment now to get that feeling of living life as a magnificent experiment and adventure. Getting that feeling deep, deep within you, deep in your mind, deep in your body, deep within the very cells of you, that wonderful, exuberant feeling of experimentation and excitement when you get out there and grab life and every opportunity that presents itself to you with such enthusiasm and openness. That's right. And you can listen to this session often and feel this calm determination and confidence in yourself strengthening and deepening each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is that you're resting on there. Maybe becoming more aware of any sounds around and coming back wide awake now. That's it, and whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice that you're no longer held back by that old fear of failure and that you're really taking consistent action in your life. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Care Less What Others Think and the Self-Talk Coach. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.